Welcome to Take Notes, S&P Global Ratings Structured Finance Podcast and the credit event of your day. Tune in as your hosts, Jim Manzi and Tom Schopflocker, explore hot topics across the structured finance and global markets.
Hello and welcome to Take Notes. I'm your host, Tom Schopflocker, and with me today are analysts Adriano Rossi and Karina Benderski, who are calling in from the Milan and London offices respectively. Adriano and Karina recently wrote a credit FAQ called Are Covered Bonds Becoming More Sustainable? In that FAQ, they review recent developments, opportunities, and challenges facing the sustainable covered bond market, the nature of the collateral backing covered bonds, and how we measure the social impact. Now, just to remind our American listeners who may be less familiar with the product, a covered bond is a debt instrument that benefits from dual recourse to both the regulated issuing financial institution and a cover pool of assets, which could include residential and commercial mortgages or public sector loans. Cover bonds have been around for over a quarter of a millennium and have yet to see a single default. They're a popular form of debt financing everywhere in the world, with the notable exception of the US, where mortgage funding is dominated by the GSEs. After all these years, we're starting to see some interesting changes as social cover bonds enter the market. Now, first off, let's get some definitions straightened out. What is a sustainable covered bond?
Thanks, Tom. So a sustainable covered bond is like an ordinary covered bond, just that the underlying assets of the pool have either environmental or social attributes. So for example, we'd see mortgages for green buildings as a green covered bond, or public sector lending to hospitals would be considered a social covered bond.
And what developments have there been in the sustainable covered bond market?
So the first sustainable covered bonds that were issued were largely for green asset pools, and they included mortgages for new green buildings or energy efficient properties. But this past year, we've seen the emergence of a new type of covered bond, the social covered bond. And the assets in these pools include things like hospitals, affordable social housing, basic public infrastructure, all of these assets which fundamentally help to either address or achieve certain social outcomes.
And in terms of where we are seeing social covered bonds, are these regionally localized or are they popping up broadly across Europe, around the world? Adriano, what's the international perspective here?
Thanks, Tom. Yes, so sustainable covered bonds have been issued both in Europe and in other parts of the world. So let me give you some examples. CAFIL in France issued the first social covered bond in that country. It was in relation to the funding of hospitals. PKO Bank in Poland was the first bank in Central and Eastern Europe to issue green covered bonds. Société Générale was the first green covered bond issuer in France. Nykredit and Realkredit Denmark issued the first green covered bond in Denmark. Finally, Korea Housing Finance Corporation issued the first social covered bond in Asia. So we're seeing both at international level diversification, as well as currencies, and as Karina said earlier, social covered bonds are emerging as a new flavor in this space.
So it sounds like it's really catching on. I know that there are roughly $2.5 trillion in outstanding covered bonds. How much of this total is sustainable? Sustainable covered bonds, that is.
Thanks, Tom. Yes, so the sustainable covered bond outstanding amount right now is 16 billion euros. This is a small fraction of the overall covered bond market. Let's remember that the sustainable covered bond market really only started a couple of years ago, and there have been several new entrants in this market. 2019 year-to-date issuance has almost overtaken that of 2018 full year. So the trend is a positive one.
So it's growing. And my next question would be, what's driving this interest in sustainable covered bonds?
Yes, the main drivers that we see in the issuance of sustainable covered bonds are firstly the reputational benefits, as issuing banks are trying to enhance their standing on corporate social responsibility by demonstrating their commitment to environmental and social objectives. In other words, the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals. Another driver is the widening and diversification of the investor base, as sustainable covered bond issuance attracts new buyers with an ESG mandate who would otherwise not be natural covered bond investors. And finally, establishing a presence in the sustainable finance market creates favorable conditions for the funding of assets with social and environmental characteristics.
So this all sounds great. What then are some of the challenges in developing a market for sustainable covered bonds?
There are a few challenges. The first one is the lack of common standards and definitions. For example, there currently is no common definition of what is a green property, so an energy efficient building. And at the moment, each issuer is deciding on its own the green eligibility rules. Now, various agencies and trade bodies, including the European Commission, are working on common definitions and guidelines, and this should help to address the issue. In addition, sustainable covered bond programs are currently more expensive to set up and manage, as issuers must identify the relevant sustainable assets, prepare separate documentation, and set up reporting systems. And last but not least, the extra costs involved in setting up a sustainable covered bond program are not being compensated right now by significant funding cost advantages due to the low interest rate environment which is prevailing.
Thank you, Adriano. Now, environmental, social, governance, the ESG term is a very hot topic these days. You go to any conference and there are going to be panels that discuss this. It's pervasive across different asset classes. Let's talk a bit about why covered bonds are suitable for sustainable financing.
So you're right, Tom. ESG is all the rage, and there are a variety of different types of ESG or sustainable issuance. As you mentioned before, cover bond pools themselves are restricted to either mortgages or public sector lending. Now, these are suitable for sustainable financings because both of these asset types can have either environmental or social attributes. So, for example, mortgages can be for new green buildings or highly energy efficient buildings. And with the public sector lending, by its very nature, it has a social objective. So loans to these agencies help to further their social remits. So in these ways, I think covered bonds are a unique instrument that are really suitable for sustainable financing.
And what about the ability to lower costs of funding? Let's talk a bit about the structural advantages.
Tom, I can take that question. So the structural advantages come from the dual recourse nature of covered bonds, from the dedicated legislative framework, from the favorable regulatory treatment and public supervision, which are all components of a strong governance regime. And these factors support reduced funding costs relative to senior unsecured debt. So cost benefits may be transferred to green homeowners and to the public sector to facilitate greater environmental and social benefits.
And how about reporting requirements? Are there any for social covered bonds?
So at present, there are no regulations around green bonds or social bond or sustainability bond issuance. In fact, all the issuances to date are fundamentally self-labeled. But that being said, the market has embraced the green bond principles and the social bond principles, which were developed by ICMA, as the key standard by which these types of transactions can be considered green or social. So the principles relate to the governance and transparency of the transactions in terms of the use of proceeds, the process for selecting and evaluating projects, managing proceeds, and reporting. And in particular, reporting, there's a big emphasis by investors who are investing in these sustainable issuance to understand what the impacts are that are being achieved through these issuance. So there's a big emphasis on reporting and getting the impacts independently assured.
And how do social covered bonds report their impact?
I knew you were going to ask that question. So measuring and evaluating impact, particularly for social bonds, is inherently challenging because different people have different interpretations of what positive social impact is. So this is still a relatively immature space. But we reviewed a number of social covered bonds that have been issued to date when we were developing our FAQ, and we found some examples of a few impact indicators. So, for example, hospital covered bonds, they would report in terms of the number of beds or places or the number total number of cases per hospital. For affordable housing or social housing, we saw reporting on the number of vulnerable individuals or families that benefit from subsidized housing. And for educational covered bonds, we saw a number of public education schools that were being supported, or the number of individuals that were benefiting from these schools. So these are just a few examples, but I think there's a lot of work being done to develop more robust measures of social impact.
Now, at the end of the day, we are a rating agency and you are ratings analysts. So how do these sustainable attributes for covered bonds influence the rating process?
Tom, I'll take that question, and which is an interesting one. So first of all, let's remember that covered bonds are dual recourse instruments, with the first level of recourse being to the issuing bank, which has an obligation to repay the covered bond while it is solvent. And the second recourse is to the collateral pool, which will only be used after the default of the issuing bank. So looking at the first level, which is the covered bond rating process, starts with the issuer credit rating of the bank. Now, the ESG analysis is relevant to the credit rating of the financial institution, and in some cases could drive credit rating actions. For example, that's the case if ESG exposure is mature enough to influence our opinion of credit-relevant factors, such as an entity's competitive position, management and governance, and/or its cash flow and leverage forecast. Now, looking at the second level of recourse, the collateral pool, and especially if there are green attributes, may indirectly influence the credit quality of a mortgage collateral covered bond through factors such as higher valuations. But note that this is currently not an explicit consideration in our criteria.
You mentioned earlier that the ratio of social covered bonds to the broader covered bond universe in terms of outstandings is a mere $16 billion relative to $2.5 trillion, which is really a small fraction. However, you mentioned that it's growing. So what is the outlook for growth going forward next year and into the more distant future?
Tom, that's a tricky question, as forecasts are always difficult in capital market issuances. Anyway, we believe sustainable covered bonds have yet to express their full potential, and there are good growth prospects due to the alignment of issuer willingness to dedicate efforts to increase issuance volumes and strong investor demand for this asset class. Now, on the other hand, the challenges faced by sustainable covered bonds, the issue of definition in particular, which we discussed earlier, will need to be addressed to provide more certainty and clarity to issuers and investors alike. To put this in numbers, whereas 2019 full-year issuance volumes are expected to be around the Euro 7 billion mark just for the year 2019, we wouldn't be surprised to see 2020 volumes reaching the 9 to 10 billion level. So, showing a solid 30% year-on-year growth.
I'd like to thank Adriano and Karina for joining me today. Their new paper, called Are Covered Bonds Becoming More Sustainable, is available on our website, www.spglobal.com/sfresearch. You've been listening to Tom Schopflocker. Join us next time on Take Notes.
To subscribe to Take Notes or to view our analysts' research, go to spratings.com/structuredfinance. Thanks for listening to Take Notes with Jim Manzi and Tom Schopflocker.